Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you so much for joining us for the fifth installment of Hilchos Purim. We were discussing yesterday the halacha, if the Megillah from which the Baal Kori is reading in Shul did not have all the psukim in it. And we had discussed that as long as the beginning is there, the end is there, no full section is missing, and the majority of psukim in the Megillah are present, the Baal Kori is fine, the congregation is fine, and the Baal Kori could just read those missing psukim here and there from memory. Imagine if you're sitting in shul and you lose focus on what the Baal Kori is saying, and you realize you were following along just wonderfully for the first 20 psukim, and you totally missed the next pasuk. You, as a person being yotze with the Baal Kori's reading, need to catch up. You can't skip any psukim in the reading of the Megillah, and therefore you need to fill in the missing pasuk. Now, by the way, you need to fill in the missing pasuk and catch up to the Baal Kori, because the halacha is that all the psukim of the Megillah have to be read in order. So as the Baal Kori is up to pasuk 27 and you missed pasuk 26, you have to insert pasuk 26, probably have to insert pasuk 27 also, because he keeps on moving, and hopefully by the time you finish pasuk 27, he's also finishing pasuk 27, and you can jump in at pasuk 28. Does it matter what you're reading from when you've read psukim 26 and 27? If you have a kosher Megillah, that's wonderful. That means that the entirety of the Megillah you have either heard or read yourself from a kosher Megillah. Let's say you're just following along in a printed Chumash. Well, it depends how many psukim in the Chumash you're reading from. In other words, if you just miss a pasuk here or there, as long as it wasn't the very first or very last pasuk, you filled it in, it's no worse than the Baal Kori filling in some psukim from memory. As long as the psukim are filled in the correct order and you haven't either heard or read the psukim out of order, you're set. But if you can have all the psukim from a kosher Megillah, that's even better. So the best thing, clearly, is to listen so closely that you heard all the psukim clearly from the Baal Kori. The second best thing is to be following along with a kosher Megillah yourself, so that if you do miss any psukim, you can fill them in with a kosher Megillah. It's certainly fine to be following along with just a regular printed Chumash and fill in any missing psukim from the printed Chumash, as long as the beginning, end, and majority of the psukim are all being heard clearly from the Baal Kori. On a related front, there's an interesting custom in many congregations in Klal Yisrael. We know the halacha that the Baal Kori is supposed to recite the names of the sons of Haman when they're being hung, all in one breath. Many times you'll see the Baal Kori pause before he gets to the sons of Haman. There are different possibilities for why this is the practice, but one explanation fits with what we just described. Many times the Baal Kori is under pressure to say all the names of Haman in one breath and might not be saying them clearly. Therefore, the people of the congregation are given the opportunity to read the psukim of the names of Haman's sons for themselves. Therefore, worse comes to worse, even if they don't clearly hear it from the Baal Kori, they've read the names of the sons of Haman. If they're reading it from a kosher Megillah, that's wonderful. Even if they're reading it from a printed Chumash, that's fine too. Another important halacha to keep in mind when it comes to the reading of the Megillah has to do with the name Haman itself. Many times, in many congregations, there's a lot of noise, wonderfully so, when the name of Haman is recited. A good halacha to remember is that we have to hear or read every word of the Megillah, which means that if the Baal Kori continues, before the sound has died down, it's very possible you didn't hear him say Haman. It's very possible you didn't hear him say the following words. If that's the case, you need to fill in the words on your own. What really makes the most sense is for the Baal Kori to be careful to not continue reading until the sound in the shul has died down. This is the end of our first week of segments. I just want to take this opportunity to thank some very special volunteers, Rabbi Yehuda Shenansky, Mr. Noach Wolf, and Mr. Ron Mizrahi. We could not do it without any of you. Thanks so much. Have a wonderful day.